What a place! Joey Moretti did a complete 360, spinning around to take in the gorgeous views surrounding him. The large wooden sign with the colorful words Stormy Weather Farm, the T's in stormy and weather shaped like lightning strikes, told them they had arrived at their destination. He and his co-host, Miles Williams, had just made the 3.5-hour drive from Philadelphia to Gracemont in Northern Virginia, as they prepared to start filming a new episode of their show. He could hardly believe that he and Miles were already hard at work on their third season of Manpower. When he'd first landed the gig hosting a cable show, Joey had no idea Manpower would become so popular. These days, it was rare that he could go out in public without being recognized by people. Just yesterday, his sister Layla had texted him a picture of herself, standing in the grocery store checkout line, posing with a copy of a home improvement magazine featuring him and Miles on the cover. Along with the selfie, she'd included a one-word text, "Squee!" Joey felt like he'd stepped back into the past as he took in the giant white farmhouse with large navy blue shutters, surrounded by countless well-kept outbuildings, including an honest-to-God red barn. The place was storybook perfect, with rolling hills, a vibrant view of leaves currently in the height of changing colors, and at least 15 different sized pumpkins adorning the house's wraparound porch, intermingled with bright yellow mums. In addition to this farmhouse, there were two other homes situated on Stormy Weather Farm's 200-plus acres, as well as several businesses, Rain or Shine Brewery, Lightning in a Bottle Winery, and some rental cabins.
Mercifully, her family didn't descend on Joey and Miles as a pack. Since Maverick, Sam, Theo, and Mila had already met the guys, they hung back, helping Aunt Claire in the kitchen, while the others came over in small groups to introduce themselves. Uncle Rex came out of the kitchen, handing both men a beer with a wink before moving on. Joey and Levi shook hands, greeting each other like old friends. Levi had spoken to Joey on the phone a few times and said he seemed like a pretty nice guy. Personally, Lucy thought Levi had underplayed how cool Joey Moretti was, because the man was miles away from just pretty nice. He was sexy, smart, inquisitive, funny, sexy, observant, and charming as hell. Yes, sexy deserved to be mentioned twice. She hadn't exaggerated when she told Joey she was a huge fan of the show. She'd watched every episode at least 3 times, and that was before she'd found out Manpower was coming to Rain or Shine Brewery. As such, it felt like she'd known Joey and Miles before they arrived. It was probably why she'd launched straight into a conversation without even remembering to introduce herself, like a crazy person. In her mind, they were already friends.
Miles closed the door behind him, taking care of business in the bathroom before walking to the bed. Pulling down the covers, he sank onto the soft mattress, wondering when the last time was that he'd been this exhausted, physically and emotionally. Before he could come up with an answer, his phone pinged. He sighed and considered ignoring it because he knew who was texting him. After a minute or two, he gave in and picked up his phone, because apparently he was a glutton for punishment. Sure enough, there was a photo of Rhiannon. She started practice on her new play today. Someone must have snapped the picture for her because in it, she stood on the stage alone, reading from the script, one arm raised dramatically. She was beautiful with her shoulder-length black hair, dark skin, and expressive eyes that flashed fire when she was angry or in the throes of passion. And while it was hard to admit, there was no denying she took his breath away just as much now as she had that first random day in 9th grade. For a moment, he considered responding, but he talked himself out of it. Then he lifted his finger, intent on tapping a heart on it. He stopped himself from doing that, too.